away now. Christopher, a spaceman came travelling. It could almost remind me of Give or Take a Million, a classic episode of the series Thunderbirds, of course created by the legend that is Gerry Anderson. Ed, I've provided you with the top 50 SF icons there. Of course, Gerry is in there in every sense of the word from that point of view. And what a wonderful thing it is, as we said earlier in the year, when we were delighted to actually welcome to the show for a new whole era, to actually have Jamie Anderson continuing the essence of quality and a whole range of other factors. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Alex. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Delighted to hear you. Yesterday, of course, we were speaking to Shane and Sheila Rimmer. Shane and Sheila going together like, you know, well, as you'd expect, horse and carriage in all sorts of other ways and that sort of thing. And we're still starting this campaign to say, surely, I know with the new series of Thunderbirds, we've got Matt Graham, I think, sort of back with the whole thing, etc. Maybe Shane could do a cameo voice from that sort of thing. I'm just thinking. You know, any thoughts on that? I know you probably don't have anything to do with the actual series itself, but you know, in terms of that, do you think it would be nice to get Shane a voice part in the new series?
I think it would be lovely to get the guys that are still around to do some cameo voices. That'd be super. Yeah.
Exactly. So in the studio we have Gabriella Peralta, the girl from Gibraltar. It's a new series, Jamie, we're working on. You have first dibs as producer on the whole thing. It's Gabriella. And, of course, we have Ed Wellman, who is currently perusing the Gerry Anderson scenario there. I'm sure, Ed, even though you're not a cinephile as such, you'll see some iconic characters there.
Absolutely. Mm. And iconic Thunderbird too, preparing for takeoff.
Yeah, exactly. Always very there good. Yeah. But, you know, life continues. And as we said, we're hopeful that next year we will not only be looking at Brit Sci-Fi, which is back for its fourth outing at the National Space Centre between the 1st and 2nd of March, but even more excitingly, between the 19th and 20th of April, or on the 19th, Saturday, and Sunday the 20th of April, a two-day celebration of the work of producer Gerry Anderson taking place at the Park Inn Hotel Heathrow in London. Share with us, Jamie, will you be there?
That was a beautiful plug, Alex, thanks.
Well, it's very critical.
Yeah, well, I will certainly be there, obviously, but we've also got about 40 guests, some of their cast and crew covering pretty much every single Gerry Anderson production from Twizzle right through to New Captain Scarlet. And we've also got Andrew Probert and M.G. Harris representing the new generation of Anderson stuff.
And you've even got one of our visiting speakers, indeed a person who I think we awarded an honorary doctorate to at the University of Lincoln, that's, of course, Nicholas Parsons, who many folk would sort of not realise he was the voice of the sheriff, I believe, in Four Feather Falls.
He was Tex Tucker, yes, and he loves trotting out his fantastic sheriff's voice.
Yeah, it's amazing. Gabrielle, we'll have a few questions for you in a few moments, but I feel, actually, it is Christmas, so you deserve this little treat, Jamie. And, Ed, that is in the key of...
Well, it's a roundabout B-flat.
It's a roundabout B-flat.
Yeah.
Stroll on, one might well say. I suspect neither your good self, Ed Wellman, nor indeed Gabriella Peralta will know what this is the theme to. Gabriella?
No idea.
No idea. You know, Richard Fitzwilliams didn't manage to get Scrooged earlier. Ed?
That was me assuming it was Thunderbirds, but how wrong am I? I knew it wouldn't be that obvious.
Absolutely. Jamie, please share with us one of your favourites, I believe.
I feel so terribly let down by you lot in the studio, so thanks for that. It's Terror Hawk, the 1980s.
Exactly. Stay tuned to this channel. Very good. Excellent. And Isbry, of course. I just had a little flavour of that taken by a group called the Retro Crowd. We'll get the original before too long, I'm sure. But, and it's, I think it's a series which is worthy of reappraisal, really, because obviously we hear a great deal about that. But as you said last time you were on the show, Jamie, it was probably one of your early experiences of your late father's work, really, that you kind of encountered.
Yeah. I had a lot of VHSs lying around the house, because I suppose it was the most recent production before my birth. I absolutely loved it. And, you know, you watch it again now, it's got some fantastic explosions and the effects and designs and stuff that you expect from Anderson, but it's also got some nice elements of comedy in there. That, you know, it's not so much comedy that undermines the sort of core concept, but it's just a great fun bit of viewing. So I'm hoping we'll actually have some good Terrahawks news in the new year.
Oh.
There's a little exclusive for you.
it's the Xeroids and the way I, you know, used to wait at the end for the end credits to think, will they get that noughts and crosses thing, that tic-tac-toe thing sorted through appropriately? Will they win? Who will win? Will it be the round, voiced, of course, by Windsor Davis, amongst others, I believe, who was...
Sergeant Major Zero is Windsor Davis. Yeah.
Very good, yeah. And moving on from that perspective, as we said, you know, life continues its own merry way. Ed, any other little quick thoughts that you've actually got for Jamie at this stage? Possibly about what excitements, in addition to meeting the aforementioned greats from the world of Gerry Anderson, we can expect. Should we actually manage to make that line down to the Park Inn Hotel, Heathrow, London, between the 19th and 20th of April? Tickets available, obviously, via andacon.co.uk. You see, they're already calling in. It's fantastic.
Jamie, what is there to do when we get there that day? Because there'll be loads of stuff to look at.
I think I need to qualify this, because in common with maybe some of our other listeners, I suspect neither Gabriella nor Ed have ever been to a convention before with respect to SF and science fiction. Is this right, Gabriella?
Yes, that's right. I haven't been.
Complete newbie, Ed?
Yeah, more than a newbie.
More than a newbie from that point of view.
Actually, back to the Future, I recognise that one.
Yeah, that's not Gerry Anderson. Don't mention that. It's a different line, different scenario from that point of view.
I'm back with Gerry Anderson.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jamie, for bods who are actually thinking, oh, I don't know, what sort of things can they expect?
Well, really, for the moment you walk through the doors, you're going to be immersed in the world of Gerry Anderson. If you're a fan of the music, then we've got Crispin Morrell, who is the composer on the later series that Dad produced. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be sat with a grand piano, knocking out the greatest themes, both Barry Gray's and his. So that'll sort of really start to generate the proper Anderson atmosphere. Mm-hmm. All those guests are going to be involved in various panels and Q&A sessions. There'll be sort of large group panels with sort of five or six of them discussing their memories, but there's also a second room where you can pop in and have a more sort of intimate conversation with some of the guests, and they'll tell you sort of more privately about some of their experiences of working on the shows. We've got lots and lots of exciting sort of original props and puppets. If you want to see, you know, meet your hero from the original series, I'm hoping we'll have the original Mike Mercury along from
Superstar. Oh my word.
But also, if you think about classic episodes like Trapped in the Sky from Thunderbirds and the wonderfully tense Fireflash landing with the elevator cars, that scene was created using a rolling road. And I don't think the rolling road has ever been displayed before, but we have a fully working, specially commissioned rolling road.
Jamie, the rolling road is going to be there? With a Fireflash, lift port wing! Amazing!
Exactly. So bits and pieces like that, you know, the underwater tank, you'll be able to see how that magic was created. Oh. All sorts of bits and pieces that have never been seen before. And that's only the start of it. There's not much more beyond.
It's going to be, I realised about 20 or so years ago I needed to have therapy, really realising that I had a thing for Atlanta Shore, and a 6-inch puppet and myself, it was never going to work out, you know, it's just by the by.
Well, don't forget, Alex, Destiny Angel's coming as well, Liz Morgan. So I know a lot of people had a thing for her.
I probably was more Rhapsody, to be honest. I thought Rhapsody or Symphony, Destiny, maybe it was the French accent. It was nice, but, you know, it's just, you know, just a whole fire a little bit on that, whereas Rhapsody...
Well, you'll be happy to hear she did a voice for Rhapsody as well.
I know. So.
You're definitely in there.
Oh, wait, my word. The text that actually just came through, which we actually heard from that point of view, Aaron Craig, great show, Happy Christmas. Christmas to everyone. Really enjoying the piece. So there we are. Nice to have Aaron Craig, one of our contributors, sort of up there in North Yorkshire, doing all sorts of other setups from there. Gabriella, has that whetted the appetite for hopefully sort of going on and doing a bit of a reportage for Andacon and 2014 and so on?
Yeah, sure. When is it, actually?
Well, that would be the 19th and 20th of April, 2014. It's nice to see we get this repetition in, Jamie. You notice the way we're kind of constantly sort of getting that point across. Park Hill Hotel, Heathrow, London, and its usual 3ws.andacon.co.uk. 2015 is obviously the 50th anniversary of Thunderbirds. It's great to see that, obviously, we're building that up, because I was talking with Ross Ironfield last night, who was guesting on the show and is also sort of a key fan of the whole setup. And we're thinking, well, it's all very well, 50th anniversary of Thunderbirds, but, you know, surely 50th anniversary of Stingray, 50th anniversary of Fireball XL5. It's important that these things are kind of noted.
It is, and I think we'll have some special bits and pieces at Andacol next year, as it is Stingray's 50th birthday. And I think it's kind of sad in a way, because people don't seem to realise that, you know, the first episode of Doctor Who and the first episode of Stingray were filmed around the same time.
Yep.
You know, if you sat kiddies down in front of those two, you know, first episode of Stingray, first episode of Doctor Who, I think they're going to love Stingray more, aren't they, surely? So it really does deserve some praise. I think we'll definitely be seeing some 50th anniversary celebrations, maybe even a cake at the convention. We'll have to see.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, yeah, if pushed, I would still sort of take Stingray over Doctor Who. Any days, you know.
Correct answer.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the hydroponic missiles, you had Commander Shaw, the irascible sort of commander there, you had a whole range of factors within it. And don't get me started, X-Tor Zero and the Island of Nimoy. It's very good. Peter Lorre, eat your heart out. Gabriella, last two questions for Jamie Anderson, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Of course I have, Gabriella, as always. Thank you very much.
And then will you be connecting with us again, hopefully, in the new year?
I will, and hopefully I'll have some exciting news for you.
Oh, that's great.
A round of applause for Jamie Anderson. Yay!